A few more to read the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1. And I will ask Brother Rob, if you can read for me, please.
The whole chapter. Genesis chapter 1, the entire chapter. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The Lord bless the reading of his word. We all bow before him in prayer.
Our Father, our Redeemer, and a great Creator. We just read that everything you did was good. And we know in the bottom of our hearts, we as thy children, we know everything that you do, that is good. We thank you, Father, for giving us the privilege to get together again. And we ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the instruction that we need for this day. We thank you, Father. We're just not worthy of so much you did for us. Thank you for everything you create. Things that we see, things that we just don't understand, and we know that is good for us. We ask to bless us and give us a thankful heart that we, Father, know that everything that comes to our lives, you bring everything so we can enjoy, but help us to have discernment. We thank you this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The scripture that we just read, I read it for the first time about 42 years ago. That was the first time that I read the Bible. I didn't know what the Bible was. I had no direction, instruction, knowledge about what the Bible was. And I read this long time ago because somebody came and told me, I have a gift for you. Two years before, I heard the word Bible for the first time, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand. At the age of 14 years old, I do not know what the Bible was. I was raised in a Catholic home where my parents instruct me to go to church every Sunday and put some money in the offering. I have to confess that sometimes I never put the money in the offering. I use it in my own wishes. But I was instructed by my parents. I have a wise mother. She never went to school. She didn't know what to read or write. She just heard the priest preaching, and she believed everything that he said. So I was raised that way. But well, I was challenged when I heard the word Bible for the first time, and my heart started pounding. What is that? At the age of 16, I opened the Bible with anxious to read what is in it, what it's all about. I was told, before you open the Bible, you need to wash your hands with holy water. And I then washed my hands with holy water that morning that I received the Bible. I went straight to my room and started reading. And this is the first scripture that I read. I have a lot of emotion. I was so thankful. I was so encouraged. Until I went probably to the fifth, sixth chapter. I don't want to keep reading. There was a difficult reading. There was names that I cannot even pronounce it. But I was encouraged 2 years later, again, to read the Bible. But this time, somebody explained to me what it was. In my home, there was 2 books that I never saw my father reading, not even my mother, no one. And by chance, I found those 2 books. I remember something that I read, and there was something about Daniel. There was something about Samson. There was something about somebody else. I think maybe it was Stephen. But nobody explained anything to me. I feel sorry for some of those men that I read. And then I read another book. To this day, I'm sorry that I read the second book. There was a book of worship, witchcraft, that somebody got into our place. And I believe that we have some of those books around, probably in a different paper, in a different way, that will ruin your life. And I learned to my Christian life, if I stay with the Bible, I'll be glad in the end. We can get many, many information that can ruin your relationship with God. Stick with the Bible. I will not say that it's everything wrong to read, but stick with the Bible. This is why they give you the wisdom that comes from God. We read that God made everything and was good. But from the beginning, the scripture tells us that there was darkness. There was a disorder. And God says, be the light. And was the light. And that was good. Good. Everything that God does is good. Nothing is wrong. Sometimes we didn't like it. Sometimes we don't feel comfortable with. Sometimes we prefer that he will do something a little different, our way, according to our wishes. But as father for us, he knows the best. He knows the best way for us. If we remember, brothers and sisters, before we became converted, before our life was just different, there was a terrible disorder. We know that. We know, as we start having knowledge of what is good and what is not good, when we raise up, when we start growing up, we become a teenagers, and then we start choosing things. And from time to time, we'll remember what we've been taught by our parents. See, I was instructed by my parents, especially my mother. She was so careful with me and my rest of my brothers. She would check our backpacks from school every time that we came. She would question our clothes. Where that clothes come from? Who that jacket belongs to? And there was on and on. There was many questions. And I was very uncomfortable with those questions. And I would talk from time to time, "Mom, why do you ask so many questions?" She said, "Because I love you. I want the best for you." She wanted to know what my friend would be, where I would be when I say I'm going with a friend's house. And that was on and on and on. My father was just busy with the work. He didn't question me much. But I'm a father, and I question my children kind of the same way my mother did. One of my children was having a bad behave. I remember in my mother's, my parents' house, and I spanked this child. My mom told my wife, "Tell him to not spank him so much." And my wife told me that. See, they communicate things. And I said, "Did she forget what she did to me? I mean, I want the best for my children. Behave. I had to correct it." See, my mother never went to school. She didn't know how to handle probably children. Now we have books and books and books for instruction. And we fail. And we from time to time we say, "What is daddy? He's at his shop. He's at work. He's not coming tonight." And our children learn that. I was a bad boy. That is why when I repent, I confess my sins. And I was glad that God forgave my sins. Make order in my life. Give me life. And help me to start discernment in my life, in my daily life. He told me what things should be. And I learned this from the creation. God put order in everything that he created. And that was good. So if when he puts order in our lives, brother, sister, friend, that will be good for you, good for everybody. There was a light, and that was good. And then things looked better. Beautiful. God created the plants and the sea and discovered the land and put things in order. And that place turned beautiful. Those plants, those flowers, those birds, those animals, and everywhere, that was beautiful. And we learn from there. I'm thankful that one day I start reading the Bible. Because God taught me that everything that he does is good. And that's encouragement to my life. And I will encourage any others. I make some mistakes in my Christian life. And I remember when I become converted, I want to read and read. I want to learn because I have a burden for my family to know Christ. And I remember when I went back to talk to them about the Bible. They never heard the Bible before, so I talked to them. And we have Bible studies every day for 3 weeks. That was my vacation time. I then asked them if they would like to read the Bible because I knew the answer. So I tell them, we will read the Bible, so please come over. We will read. Being maybe one of the oldest in the family, I don't give them a chance to say no. The last 10 years, probably I heard that they was complaining about me in those days. But I want to tell you, I'm thankful that from 9 children, 7 became converted. I'm keep praying for one brother, still not. He thinks they're very smart. He reads lots of books. But his life is not over. His marriage is terrible. And he shared with mom and said, why I cannot keep my wife happy? Why I cannot have a decent home? Why cannot be like the rest of my brothers and sisters? I think he knows the answer. I learned to pray. I only call upon God probably just a few times in my lifetime before I became converted. And most of the time was complaints about things of this life. Being a poor family, many times there was not much to eat. Just think, young children, how much goes to the trash. Just think about it. And parents, we should think about it. But there was not much to eat. And I learned to give thanks to God. And I want to share with you, okay, when I became converted, I forgot to pray for some of the meals. So I said, God, I want to learn to not forgive, to give thanks to you, whatever you do. And it's not a practice in our church, but I took a handkerchief. I think it's what you call it. And I put it in my neck. I know put it tight. And I thought, I know that I cannot be eating anything if I don't remember. And I did this for weeks. I have a handkerchief in my neck to remind me that I should be thankful. And then I learned. I took it out. I never told nobody what was the purpose. There was a new style that was just in my heart. I have to learn. The last time that I, before I convert, and it's not pray, but I repeat some things that I know by memory in the Catholic Church, I spent about 3 hours under the blankets because I was so fearful. And that was the last time. No more repetition. Because those things, they don't mean anything. See, when God ordered my life, he helped me to put things in order, to pray for the right things, and to choose the right things. I was at the age of 12. When I was in one of my friend's house, and he pulled a little box. And I noticed there was like 5 or 6 probably old watches. And I was amazed. I said, why do you need so many? And he says, they're not working. I said, do you mind if I can have one? He looked at me and he said, but it's not working. He says, I will fix it. That was my first watch. I took it home and I begged my father. I said, can you fix this? He says, you don't need a watch. I said, but Dad, I want a watch. Can you fix this? So he did. That was the first gift that he did to me that I remember. So I put it on. I went to my friends. I'm sharing this just to know what is in my heart. I went to play football, and I remember the watch, so I took it off. I asked one of my cousins, save this for me. Take care of this for me. I don't want my watch to be broken. So he did. So the next time when I'm asking for my watch, I noticed that he pulled the head of the watch because he never had a watch in his hand either. So I was close to cry. And I ran. I went straight to the Catholic Church, and I went to the place that they call it, the secret place, the holy place, and I kneeled and I said, please fix my watch. I looked at the watch. Never worked. I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed. But let me share another experience that I have. I was in downtown L.A. I was recently came just from Mexico. I got the Bible with me. I want to share with all my friends about the Bible. I prayed to God. I said, I want to share this with my friends. Help me. In those days, I purchased a pass for the bus. I had no money with me. So I went on my way to L.A., downtown. And I called them on the phone before I left. I said, I'll meet you in about 3 hours. I'll wait for you. Probably they knew what was my purpose. They never show up. I wait 4 hours at the bus stop. And I pray. I said, God, you know what is my intention? To look for my friends today. I had no money. I would like to call them on the phone. I had a nickel. I don't know English. I would like to ask somebody for a coin. So I turn and I see this man by the phone. And I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell him that I need some coins. So I pray again. So I want to open the... Sorry. I'm going to open the Bible. I pray. Show me what I should do. I open and I read these words. Ask him because I bless him. So I got close to the man. I said, please, phone, money. He looked at me, pulls coins, give me a handful, said, thank you. I called my friends. I said, I'm still waiting for you. Never came. Some of them are dead. Some of them are in prison. And some of them, they're slaves of drugs and alcohol. I still keep a letter from one of my friends that he wrote from prison. He says, you choose the best way, the good way. Remember, God does everything good. He will make you way straight, you twisted ways. So I learned, if I can pray to God, that will be answered. And sometimes we don't take it so serious. Recently, somebody sent me a message in my phone. And this is a story of a mother that never went to church. A widow. She came to town and visited the doctor and said, doctor, my granddaughter is very sick. I don't have money. And I need somebody to go over there. I cannot bring her to town. Probably she's going to die. The doctor says, there's no way that I can go there. So she went back with a broken heart. And as she was going to the streets, she saw a church, and then she decides she's going to go in. They have a prayer meeting. There was all women in the place. And everybody was praying. And then she knelt down by them, and she heard the prayers. And then she starts her own prayer and says, God, my granddaughter, she is very sick. If you can do something for her, I'll leave in the house up to the little bridge. When you got to the big tree, turn to the right, and you will see her inside the house. By the way, the key is under the mat. Do something for her. And don't forget to leave the key when you leave the house. When everybody heard that prayer, after the prayer was end, the clear sight says, she do not know how to pray. So she went back to her house and she was surprised. Her granddaughter was sitting in the bed, and she says, Grandma, I'm okay. The doctor came, and he said that I will be okay, that you come in soon. And he told me to let you know that the key is under the mat. I don't know how you take this story. But can give a message to us? That we really pray in the order that God ordered for us? We pray many times and we doubt what we're praying for. Did this happen to you? I'm ashamed to say that happened to me. That happened to me. Still, God ordered my life. From the beginning, when I heard the word for the first time, and I'm thankful to God that He, every day, He looked on me, He looked on you, and He's telling us what has to be in order in our life. After God did everything, he looked every day. After he worked on all those things, doing his work, he looked on the first day and he says, he saw that that was good. Good for everything, for everybody in the future. The second day, everything was good. The third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, everything was good. And we can read that God made man. And that was good. But then we heard what man did. That was not good. His sin. If we can read the following chapter, we will find out. You know, when I read the first time this chapter, that was so new to me, everything. Now that I read it, you know, I at least once a year, I read this chapter at least once a year. And there is many good new things to me. And this is what God prepared for us. The scripture never got old. Never got old. But I heard those words when I was reading the Bible before I became converted. My family would tell me, you're going to be crazy with that black book. Just put it away. But you know, God changed my heart in those days already. And I knew this is what I need. God left this word for me and it's good for me. I'm thankful that those people 40 years ago tell me to leave the Bible away. They realized too that they were not doing good choices. And they became converted too. They realized the Bible changed lives. How much can change? How? See, in my country, people had a Bible. Though they had a Bible, most of the people that had the Bible, they have just like a piece of something to decorate the house. They can be in a little nice table. They never open the Bible. They never read the Bible. They can kiss it. They can do any other things, but don't read the Bible. It's a blessing when we start reading. That is a blessing. God ordered our life. And I love what one of the prophets says. That God is going to send the prophet Elijah to make the ways straight of those that have ways twisted. I just did my own translation. You should read it. It's different. But this is the way that I'm just here in my mind. I'm limited with language. So please allow me to express it that way. He will turn the hearts, the parents to the children, and the children to the parents, the day when the Lord is coming. The day when the Lord brings joy to his people. I remember the day that I talked to my father and apologized, and I said, I want you to please forgive me with my behavior. God changed my heart. And there is some things that you do not know. I then respect you many times. And I said things about you many times. Please forgive me. I want to tell you from that day on, the relationship between my father and me changed 100%. Every time that I see him, he will hug me and there will be tears. And I know before he passed away, a couple years he passed away, he told me, I know that this is the truth and this is what I have to do. I started 42 years ago when the first time that I read the scripture, the Bible, the first 5 or 6 chapters of the Bible, and keep reading it. I'm not disappointed. I have some questions, and I remember years ago that I questioned a lot about Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. I didn't like it at all because I was not a patient person. I thought, why God do not do anything with these people in those days? Because there was so much wicked ways. And you might follow me because, you know, when you read and Ezekiel said, and the Spirit took me and showed me the sins of Israel behind the wall. And I saw the woman making idols, making bread, making this for the idols. And I thought, that is good enough for judgment. And says, and Ezekiel says, and the Spirit took me farther and says, look, but it's more. And show me. And I can see the priest doing terrible things. And I thought, oh God, why you don't see that? And there is more. You might follow me with that. But see, God is a merciful Father. He's a merciful God. He is patient. He knows the best way. Probably not everybody is going to respond to his call. Not everybody. But to those that allow him to be called child of God, and those that call him as Father, he will turn their ways around. And everything is going to be good. This is what the Bible says. God bless his word.
And bring his message of salvation and truth, that a light shined to those that were sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. And that very precious and true word is still preached today and is before us and is available for us to learn and grow and to be ordered by it. And this is a precious, precious gift. And I believe that we can all express our thanks to the Lord for the word and the direction that he gives and offers us, and we can testify that as he has been faithful in the past, he'll be faithful in the future as we would trust in him, not lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways and allow him to direct our paths. May God bless his word. Amen.